How is it that an offensive line never heard his cadence? How you calling the play? What your cadence and what your rhythm is? How does that happen? How does a quarterback on a National Football League level who was a QB2, meaning the backup, for weeks and never, ever, ever once get the opportunity to do anything with any of the starters? Even if you're not a starter and you're a reserve and the QB1, the starter, is getting all the reps. Let's say, for example, there's 20 reps in practice. I was told the Bill Parcells, the Jimmy Johnsons of the world, and others would call for extra reps during practice just to make sure the backup was prepared in the event that they will have to enter the game. How is that not done for Shedeur Sanders, a fifth-round pick out of Colorado who'd been around, and you know that the person ahead of him is an undersized rookie trying to get the ball out of his hands every single play inside of 2 seconds just so he don't get himself hurt? How does the backup to that guy not get any reps? I don't care what anybody says. That's highly suspicious. That is highly suspicious. Now, we've heard Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator, as well, aren't necessarily high on Shedeur Sanders, whereas the GM, Andrew Berry, and maybe the owner, Haslam, might feel a little bit differently. So the Cleveland Browns are clearly a house divided. And they should be a house divided, because let me tell you something right now. Myles Garrett, I'm glad he got his money, but he should have stuck to his guns and insisted on getting traded so they could have got the farm for him. Because Myles Garrett and his greatness is being wasted away. And he ain't the only one, because Cleveland's defense is pretty damn good. The problem is that they can't score on anybody. They don't have an offense worth talking about. And now here comes Shedeur Sanders after a god-awful performance last week. Now gets an opportunity on a Wednesday, having been announced as the starter for this upcoming weekend's game against the Raiders. Considering how pathetic and moribund the Raiders are, how discombobulated they appear to be. I mean, if you go out there and you're Shedeur Sanders and you stink up the joint against the Las Vegas Raiders, nobody's going to have any faith in you moving forward. This is a big, big game.